At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You were saying, you asked me, did you influence me? I said no.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Because I would like to think.
Pull your mic close, pause.
Is this good enough, pause? I would like to think that, like, since we've, like, we met each other a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, since we've been.
Fuck boy shit.
Watch your mouth.
That was crazy. I be saying the wildest shit. I didn't mean to say it like that.
You from
that
Baltimore.
Yeah, that was crazy shit.
Nah, I'll fuck with you, bro.
You was on some fuck nigga shit, kinda. Like,
no, your perception. Your perception.
He's being a weirdo. Industry nigga.
That was your perception.
Yeah, yeah.
But nigga, what you fail to realize is that while you're eager to get me on your platform and all of that, your platform might have been the least important thing to me because I was dealing with real life shit.
I understand.
Yeah, you feel me?
I know you did mad other podcasts before me. I'm like, damn, this nigga gave me his number. Man, he one of them weirdo industry niggas. But
it's cool. Like, I ain't tripping. We ain't fight. Ain't nobody like lose an ounce of blood. You feel me? But I feel like you saying I didn't influence you is crazy because, like, I would like to believe that since we've been connected and shit, that how I speak to you, speak with you, speak light towards you, that it has some sort of positive influence on how you look at shit. You feel me?
What's the definition of influence?
Yeah, look up the definition because you're not really good with words.
I'm trying, man. Shit. I'm trying. You see, I'm working.
You went to college?
Yeah.
This is crazy. Yo, you know.
I graduated.
And you graduated?
Yeah, with a 3.6.
Yo, that's crazy. You know what be bugging me out of my whole life, bro? Because I always believed that anybody that went to school was smarter than me. You know what I mean?
I don't know. So it says influence.
So he just admitted he's not smarter than me.
No, I said, not everybody would agree.
I'm just fucking with you.
It says the capacity to have an effect on a character, development, or behavior, or someone, or something, or the effect on itself.
So you don't think I've had any of that towards you? Like, since we've been speaking, building, I'm talking about our off-the-record conversations. Like, it hasn't had any type of influence on you to have a different outlook on different things in life or even in self.
I don't think so.
Damn, that's crazy.
I think you've had an impact on me for sure. 100%. An impact on my career. And that's why I said, if you want us to look at it like
impact
that.
Impact the career. So, like, no, keep going. I would like to
hear this. Impact on. And that's what I was going to say. Maybe it is influence because I was like, you had an impact kind of sorta on the way I look at my career. I say kind of sorta because
why you keep trying to minimize how much I influence you, bro?
Because I want you to understand that just because I say you don't have an influence on me don't mean I don't recognize the impact that you have.
Well, I didn't say that, you know, that you got dressed like me, but you have been wearing, like, you do be wearing Godspeed and shit, you feel me?
I've been wearing Godspeed.
I don't know, I haven't really seen you rocking Godspeed like that.
So, like, what I will say is, like, we've had conversations, but I think our conversations only come from who I already am, right? Like, the conversation you was, like, about the running thing, right? You like, man, keep doing that. I can't really say that influenced me because that's something that I was going to keep
doing
anyway.
That's what I said, you keep doing it?
No, you was like, bro, I think you should dive into that. You said, yo, I think, like, you could really, like, tap into that. Like, you was like, do content around that. But I already was on that path. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take credit away from you, bro. But I also am just
I'm not looking for no credit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I just think that, all right, so look,
we have positive conversations.
Yeah,
for
but
sure.
Look, this is where, like, being the elder statesman, like, you could really, like, communicate. Like, honestly, like, I can say that you've had an influence on me. Like, no, I ain't want to dress like you because what the fuck is them pants you got on?
Yeah,
but
these are the only pants I can fit.
but your influence on me, like, me coming into your studio, seeing what you got going on, seeing how you build things, influenced me to, like, try on my own, for me to invest in myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Huh? I got you. For me to invest in myself, for me to, like, you know, push towards, like, an independent media career. Mm. So that's where your influence has had an effect on me. So I would only thought that, like, you know what I mean, a buck was passed with just certain conversations. You know what I mean? Whether it might be something as little as parenting, it might be something as little as, like, just how you handling yourself. Like, you know, that doesn't mean, influence doesn't mean that you have to do what I do.
So let me ask you this, because I see that, right? But you gotta understand, I was already independent, right?
Yeah,
so,
I'm not talking about independence.
So. No, I'm just saying, like, from your perspective. So, like, from my perspective, like, everything that you are, I think that's the reason why I like you and, like, we are friends, because I feel like I see a part of it in myself. Like, you're a good pops. I'm a good pops, right? Like,
you're an influence.
No, I'm already a good father.
Yeah, I'm not excluding you being a father. I'm saying, like you said, if you see yourself in me, right? Or if you see, like, look to me and be like, damn, like I could see, like, good in this person, and, like, I'm already doing good, but, like, I see a different perspective. That's influence.
Okay. I guess when I hear influence, I'm thinking of
you think
a change.
That's
No. Yeah, that's it. Nah, I'm being real, bro. I think of, like, a change in something. So, if you say influence, like, yo, you wear Jordans all the time. Man, I'm about to get some Jordans or something like that. That's what I think
that's
of
not,
influence.
That's, like, a very small part. That's the hip-hop version of influence. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the hip-hop version of influence is, oh, once I started coming around you, you started doing this. Like, nah, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, you know, you could be influenced or even inspired, you know what I'm saying, by almost anything.
I would say inspired.
Yeah, but...
For sure.
But I think that, like, that word falls within, like, the realm of the word influence. Like, inspiration, influence. Like, if you're inspired by something, right, that inspiration can influence you, whether you consciously notice it or not, to say, damn, like, oh, this nigga doing that. Like, I'm going to do this my way, but, like, all right, I didn't look at it like that until I seen him do that.
Well, I will say this. Because
that's how I was with you.
I will say, for 100%, even though I was already on this path, like, I was on it. That's why I brought you here, because I wanted to get more into hip-hop.
You brought me here. That's what you did. You brought me here. Or you didn't request.
I asked you to be here.
I just words matter, bro.
I brought you here.
I brought you here, like you know what I'm saying?
Nah. Yeah, I'm the realest nigga in the, listen, I'm gonna tell you straight up.
The realest nigga.
I'm just letting you know, bro. I'm the realest nigga. So, like,
what does that mean?
What I'm about to tell you, I ain't never gotta dim another man light to make myself shine more.
So you just honest?
Yeah.
All right, but you, that don't, like, is honest, being honest make you a real nigga? Like,
yeah. Yes.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
Because I think I think the whole term real niggas is like such a flawed term.
It is. But that's why I say I'm a real nigga. It is. It is.
But why would you use it if it's
because I'm a real nigga. Like, when we ain't the shit that they make up on the streets, like, I take care of my family. I'm a real nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. All right. It's just words. You know what I mean?
It's words. It's words. So I say that to say, I would never, ever dim your light to shine. Ever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to always give you respect. So, okay, cool. I'm just letting you know. So,
yeah.
When I said, like, I brought you here, as far as, like, I knew who you were. Like, yeah. Don't ever get it twisted. Like, so, like I give you respect. If we joke all, you still Wayno in my eyes. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I'll give you the respect. I'll show you that love. And, okay, if that's influence, then yeah. If that's influence, cool. Cool. All I'm saying is I was already on that path.
Yeah.
Nah, right? So, I didn't, okay. So, like, for example, when you say, like, you came in, it made you want to be more independent.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
It didn't make me want to be more anything because I already was going down that path. That's why I requested Wayno because he was going to.
Again, I think, like, we're saying the same things, right? It's like, all right, influence, like, your influence on me, your impact on me was me having an idea to, because I was already on that path, right? But having an idea, but then being able to see it in real time from, like, a brother that's younger than me, that's like, not making no excuses and doing this shit on his own with his own team.
Okay.
So, like, when I seen that, I was like, oh, shit, like, yo, how could I, you know what I mean? Like, I was inquisitive about it. Like, yo, not that I didn't have other examples, but, like, I'm here now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, it's like, I'm looking at it like, damn.
I was kind of the catalyst to you.
Absolutely.
Started.
But see,
the catalyst, I will say this, and that's what I was about to say. Watching the tape back, I'm like, damn. I gotta learn, so I gotta get in my studies more.
Yeah,
so I won't say that for 100.
That's influence.
I give you that for 100. Because I'm like, you know, it's funny thing about this, and I know the audience don't care about this, but I talk to my friends, and I think I talk to you about this. What people don't know and don't give a damn about is I'm in the stage where, like, I'm learning, but I'm learning on a big stage.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, let's say, we think about Charlamagne the God. We think about academics. It was a time in their career where niggas really hated them niggas, right?
Yeah.
We forget that because of who they are today.
Nah, nobody forgets that.
But we don't. We're not talking about Charlamagne getting chased from the radio station, right? We only talking about.
But you think you equate that to hate?
kind of.
I equate that to like just the hot 90s set. Like it was like a Blood and Crip war in New York radio. You know what I mean?
But also, like, he was just a dickhead. So he like to call niggas donkey today, telling niggas like getting people on the platform, ask some crazy, like the wildest questions. Yeah, yeah. Like he was an asshole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying we don't remember, like, we remember the asshole, but we thinking about. Nah, he's like
he's an asshole. That's my dog, but he's still an asshole. Like,
he's a powerful dog.
He is. No, look,
I'm just saying we soon forget all of the BS that came with him. Same with academics. Only reason we remember that is because he reminds us every day.
No, like, but nobody. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like he's the most hated. Like academics literally might be the most hated person in hip hop media all time. Like he's hated more than Star was, and Star people hated Star. Like it was, and I love Star, bro. Because to me, when I was a kid, I just thought it was so entertaining that somebody would say the craziest things until, like, the Aaliyah thing. You know what I mean? Like, but Star was probably the most hated personality we had ever seen after maybe Wendy Williams.
So you think?
Academics is easily the most hated because he's hated internationally. Mm. He's not hated, like, just locally.
I just think I am biased. I feel like I would choose like an Adam 22.
Nah, Adam 22 is not hated more than I believe academics.
But that says the impact. That's why I like academics. Because it says something about the impact.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a smart brother. You know what I mean? Like, he's smart. And with, like, I told you, I think I may have told you this or not, but he knows how to turn, like the experience I had working with him was I got the experience, like, academics, the personality, mm-hmm. but then, like, when the cameras is off, like the man he is, and the man he is, that's who I grew to love for. You know what I mean? I even love the personality, but I'm just saying it's like that's my dog. That was my dog to the point of like we had some of our greatest conversations, like even debates off of camera, which is crazy. You know what I mean? But I got a chance to really learn who he was and how to like press a button to turn it on and press a button to turn it off to be yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, but yeah, that nigga's easily the.
And I believe that. Like, but I say all that to say, there was times where people really hated them, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't remember that for a lot of people.
Yeah, I get
you. The standard audience or whatever. And I was saying, like, this is my time where I'm learning. Yeah, I'm learning, right? And people don't care that I'm learning. Like, they don't look at it as,
nah, they don't care.
This nigga is just learning the rope. They don't care about that. So,
because, bro, people, like, it's like, when you have a, and I noticed that from that clip that we had, right? It's like, so many people, like, yo, why would you bring him on your show? I'm like, I'm on his show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, essentially, like, I'm on his show. But it's like, yo, people shouldn't have podcasts. It's like, you're not allowed to make mistakes. Like, nope. You know what I mean? Like, they think that you damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
If you decide to have a podcast or a platform where you want to speak on and give your takes or whatever, like, people expect you to just know everything about everything and not, like, mess up anything. Like, even down to, like, remember when I was talking about, like, certain albums and shit and I was giving you the dates? Mm-hmm. It's like, I could have got 10 dates right. If I get one date wrong, they like, see, that nigga ain't really about that shit. Like, he don't really, you know what I mean? Because it's so easy to criticize somebody sitting from the stands. Mm-hmm. If you bring most people who have that same criticism to sit in a chair, they won't even know what to say. Mm-hmm. Or they won't even know what to do. So, you doing a good job.
No, and in fact,
that's enough people, glazing, as the young people would say.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the end of the day, if the people complain about it, it's working. So, the people that, if they ain't had nothing to say, it won't be working.
It's engagement, regardless.
Okay, cool. Let's get into the conversation. Yo, is his mic good, bro? Yeah. All right.
Let me just see who the fuck he texts me.
Nah, take your time.
100 texts right now.
I can't prepare today. All right. Did you see, what is it, Apple's top 100 albums?
Yes. Well, not really.
Let me pull it up.
I saw it.
Oh, shit, we got TV and shit? Okay. No?
Of course I saw it, but I didn't really, like, I didn't give a deep dive into it because I was going to give it a deep dive for, you know, my segment called I'll Do It Myself, which I do, you know what I mean, weekly and all of that. But I didn't give it, you know, too much time because I had a lot of shit going on. My son had 2 graduations in the past, you know,
congrats.
Week.
He graduated early?
Yeah, he graduated a year early, you know what I mean, which was like, man, it was such a, you know, emotional moment for me because raising a son is, man. I know so many people, like, with young kids, they like, oh, this is so great. But listen, you get challenged once they start, once your kid gets a personality and they have to go out into the world and deal with other people, that's when you really get the challenge. You feel me? So it's like just dealing with that. I'm proud of my son, though, bro. For him to graduate high school a year early, because my oldest daughter, she graduated high school a year early, but she got skipped. My son didn't get skipped and graduated a year early.
Nah, man, that's crazy. So what, like, he about to leave, about to go to college? Like,
he's trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? He's trying to figure it out, but, like, I also believe that he lacks, because it's a gift and a curse. Because he graduated a year early, he lacks, like, a year of maturity.
Okay.
So it's like, when you're supposed to be, like, mature enough to step out into the world and kind of be on your own, he's still a 16-year-old going on 17.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, and again, my son is smart. You know what I mean? I feel like my kids, even, like, my best friend, like, even his daughter, like, our kids ended up being better students than we were. But, like, for my son specifically, like, he didn't, like, pass because he just was putting in all this academic work. Mm. It was one school he was in. He had an incident in the school. His mom didn't want him to go to the school anymore. And I didn't want him to go to school anymore. So we put him in another school. And this school just packed in more per semester credits. And he was already in a good space credit-wise. So it was like, all right, shit, he could graduate. It wasn't like he worked for it, but that wasn't his intent. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like hitting the lotto when you have no intention on getting any financial literacy. You know what I mean? Like, you hit the lotto, you like, like, I'm about to blow this shit.
I was saying that because, like, usually, you know, parents, their kids graduate, they ready to kick ass out.
I ain't with that. That kicking the kids shit out is not, that ain't it. You know what I mean? I'm not with that at all. Like, that kicking the kids shit out is not it at all. You feel me?
Oh, appreciate you, bro. You might have to move this, the bass.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, no, it's fine.
Nah, I think we're good.
It's cool. Yeah, you know, I'm just Ryan Wallaby. Boy, my mind gets working.
But that, we going to have a conversation after this. But yeah.
So, get back to it. I sent you the list.
All right, let me check it out.
Did you see anything?
Yeah, I seen was the number one, was the best album.
Bro, come on, man. Man, they could be talking mad shit about me, bro. I've been talking about that album.
The shit that niggas talk about you is warranted, though.
Bro, I've been talking about...
Yeah, I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying, like, you act as if, like the shit that's talked about you ain't warranted. You bring it on yourself, brother.
Yeah, man.
Hold on.
I feel like I be making sense.
Because, listen, while I do agree that there's a lot of great albums in this, and it's a lot of albums that I probably don't know, this is not a... You know what people always confuse things like this for? It being a hip-hop list. It's not a hip-hop list. This is greatest albums all time.
Okay.
For what Apple put together. I'm siphoning through it now. Which I see some great hip hop albums in here.
Woo-hoo, wait. What? 95 Confessions? Damn.
Confessions being 95 is kind of wild. It's kind of wild. That's one of the... Confessions being 95 and Anti by Rihanna being 55 is insane.
I was about to say something, but I know they're going to kill me for it, so I'm going to keep it to myself.
What?
I feel like.
Solange? Why you... I'm going to say it. Why not? You scared? Get a dog. I think that, that's a great album, though, but I don't...
I heard it was great,
You never listened to it?
I listened to it a couple times, but not...
You ain't listened to that album.
Nah, I didn't.
That's bro, what I'm saying. You can't comment on
that being 93 and Confessions 95? Yeah, that's disrespect.
That being better than Confessions is insane.
Come on.
That being better than Confessions is insane.
Oh, my God.
If Illmatic is on... let me tell you something about Illmatic. I'm not the biggest Illmatic fan. I'm just keeping it 1,000. Biggie, Ready to Die 31. I love the way this interface is. You can just go through this shit mad easy.
My life been 86.
My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy is 26.
Get Rich or Die Trying is 82.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane.
But remember, this is not a rap list. So it's other albums that they place in above it. So think about it like this, right?
I wonder if they got
U2. Even with this whole list, bro, it doesn't mean that they write. That's just they list. You know what I mean? That's just their list. Hold on.
SOS SZA.
I haven't seen Reasonable Doubt, but I see Blueprint, which is
SZA. SOS is number 72.
Good Kid, Mad City is number 7 all time.
They on that nigga dick.
Hold on now.
7 all time.
Yo, you learned about talking about Kendrick.
Number 7.
You learned though.
Number 7 though.
You learned.
You just scared of his fans,
huh? You said I was scared of his.
You
fans?
Scared of his fans.
I'm one of his fans.
So you think it deserves to be number 7?
I believe that it's a top in or albums all time. I wouldn't put it 7.
Okay, that's all.
But what you mean scared, nigga? I ain't scared of none of these niggas. What they going to do?
They going to do? They going to comment.
Yeah, they just going to comment. Ain't nobody about to do nothing to me. Fucking Amy Winehouse. That Amy Winehouse album is fire.
The Comment Warriors. Oh man.
Listen, man. I seen number one.
Nah, number one deserves to be number one. What?
There's a yes. But there's an argument, but listen.
That's the only one he got right.
I can't say that. Because that's a great album, but there's an argument to be made about number one album. So I seen, there's something Rory said, and then somebody else said.
What's
something.
Your top five albums?
Top five albums of all time? Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I could do that, bro.
I can give you...
Top five albums of all time?
I might give you four.
I could give you mad one. I could give you mad like my favorite to all time, but I can't put them in a context of five. Like because for me, and listen, I'm not a journalist, so I don't know what like if you got to put down criteria and all that to crunch it down to a list.
You are the person who's qualified to have this conversation.
I am, but I'm also not in the space of like while I do love music, I know hip hop and R&B. I can't say like for the best rock or, you know what I'm saying? Because I do, it's rock albums or rock songs that I like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah, but I like music overall. Like Coldplay, it's a Coldplay album that's one of the greatest albums ever.
Top five hip-hop and R&B.
Top five hip-hop and R&B? That's too tough for me, bro.
Top five hip-hop then.
Let me just go over, no, let me just say albums that I think are just phenomenal albums. My Life by Mary J. Blige.
Crazy.
Phenomenal album. Amazing. Confessions by Usher. What's that? 8701?
By Usher. Oh, amazing. My gosh.
Like, amazing. We Are the Streets by The Lox, which people probably don't think is anything, is one of the greatest albums to me. DMX's Dark and Hell is Hot, which I didn't see on that list, is one of the greatest albums ever. Mobb Deep, The Infamous, that album. Raekwon, Only Built for Cuban Links. Man, Good Kid, Mad City, Dirty Sprite 2.
Yes.
The Love Below, which I didn't see on that list. Late Registration.
Oh my gosh.
Jay-Z, Blueprint, and shit, In My Lifetime, Hard Knock Life Volume 2. Reasonable Doubt. It Was Written by Nas. Beanie Siegel's The Truth. Scarface, The Fix, Tupac, All Eyes on Me, Machiavelli, Biggie, Life After Death, Ready to Die.
That was really good.
Cam'ron, SDE, Fugees, The Score, Ghostface Killah, Iron Man.
All right, man. You could have did five.
Rick Ross, because you're not a Rick Ross fan.
I like
Rick Ross, Trilla, Teflon Dawn. Port of Miami, God Forgives I Don't.
Can you not be a fan of the artist outside of the music? Is that not?
Can you not be? Yeah, you could not like a person.
Because I like Rick Ross.
As a person?
Yeah, hell but yeah. You don't really as care an entrepreneur? Yeah, not really.
Okay, that's fine. But you can't have, see, with that being said, you can't have like music conversations about said person. Because when it's time to, you know, judge or make, definitive convos regarding music, you gotta know the music. Okay. You gotta listen. Like I said, like Solange, if you don't know the Solange, Playboi Carti first album, Playboi Carti Die Lit.
You know, you named some three projects, and I wish I could have said it then. You know who has some of the probably the best three projects back to back in my perspective?
Mm.
The Weeknd.
Yes.
House of Balloons, Echoes of Silence, and Thursday.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Probably.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Little Baby, My Turn. Migos Culture is a classic album.
Yes.
Migos Culture, their first album, their first real album, that's a classic album.
So do you agree with most of what you saw or no?
What do you mean? Do I agree with what?
The Apple Top 100.
No, cause I didn't. I just skimmed through it. I didn't really sit and go through it. But again, this is. Real quick, I have to say this: NERD In Search Of, NERD Fly or Die, and NERD Seeing Sounds. Three of the greatest albums ever. Know what NERD is?
Yeah, no.
Pharrell's
band
with Chad and Shane.
I don't think I listened to none of that, but I know who they are.
Some of the greatest music ever created. But bro, when I think about like lists and shit, I used to get mad at people. I don't get mad at people lists. Because like that's how they feel. Like I don't know what the standard. I don't work at Apple. I don't know what the standard for them motherfuckers is every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
I think damn, bro, 50 Cent, one of the most overlooked albums in my perspective is Jay-Z 444. I feel like a lot of people don't get at the respect that it deserves.
They give it respect, but it's like latter years. Like,
man, to me, that it's a great project, bro.
It's great, but I like it's not my favorite. It's not in my top tier of Jay-Z albums. It's not.
It's in my top tier.
That's great. You?
Yeah. Like, I only because that was like, bro, you gotta understand, I wasn't a Jay-Z fan when probably you became a Jay-Z fan.
I was a kid when Jay-Z. So like you was a baby.
Yeah, so mean, like right? And that's why I think Jay-Z is one of the greatest of all time.
Oh, hold on. Uh-oh. You didn't say one Lil Wayne album, and that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy, which Carter 2 is one of the greatest albums of all time, and so is Carter 3.
What do you think? How are we not going to say the Carter 1?
And Big Timers, I got that work. Big Timers.
So you skip over the Carter 1?
It's not as good as 2 or 3.
Bro, Birdman Jr. is one of the best songs ever.
Song.
Yes.
Not album.
Go DJ was on there.
Song. Not album.
Yeah.
But I got that work. Guerrilla Warfare by... See, I'm saying shit that he don't know.
Yeah, you are.
Guerrilla Warfare by the Hot Boys. Chopper City by BG. Life or Death by C. Murder. Ghetto Dope by Master P. Fucking...
All those were albums?
Yeah.
Damn.
Cause my mind is just in a lot of different places while we saying this. I'm trying to think of like cause you know, for everything I said, they're gonna be like, what? You ain't Lupe Fiasco, Food and Liquor.
Hey,
Lupe
since
Fiasco,
since cool. We doing this, I mean.
Nah, I'm not about to sit and make Mill. 100. Oh yeah, absolutely. Champions.
Dreams and Nightmares. What? Two?
Dream and Nightmares is not he there's no dream.
No, what was the dream the one with the blue cover? That was what was that?
That's Championships.
Okay, that one.
Championships is his best album. That's a classic album.
Fire.
But Dreams and Nightmares, Meek first album, is not my favorite.
No, I'm talking about Championships.
Championships is an amazing.
That's the blue with his face.
Yeah. He's falling the confetti.
Bro, I'm tripping.
What?
T.I.
King.
Oh, my God.
Urban Legend.
Urban Legend, that's what I'm talking
serious.
About.
I'm serious.
What, ASAP on there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm. No, T.I., yo, bro.
No, not ASAP Rocker. ASAP.
ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Oh, my God.
Man, Thug Motivation 101. Thug Motivation 101 is one of the greatest. Yo, the State versus Roderick Davis. I'm not going to not give Gucci Mane no props. The State versus Roderick
Gucci
Davis.
Gucci got some really good
Gucci Mane.
The movie?
Huh?
The movie?
Burprint 3, the movie.
Is probably that was a gangster girl, right?
Yeah, Bird Print 3 the movie.
Oh my gosh, that was
no. Listen,
fire.
Gucci Mane. This be my thing when I so look. I don't know if you know this, but like on my IG, I've been putting up like what I feel is classic bodies of work.
You've been going crazy,
whether they mixtapes or albums. Now the thing is when I do this, bro, it's only 10 that you could put on IG.
Look,
or you get goosebumps.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I'm like this. I know this.
You know this. I'm gonna tell you why. Because it's 2010s through or mid-2000s up. Because I feel like in hip-hop, we always get only giving grace to the late 90s or the early. Like, people talk about the early 2000s and the late 90s like that's the only time in hip-hop. There is classics, great music that came out. Like, Keisha Cole's first album. Bro, Keisha Cole... Nigga, Keisha Cole first album, Mariah Carey.
What about Trey Songz? Ready?
Oh no, absolutely. Hold on, real quick though.
Come on, man.
Nigga, the Emancipation of Mimi is one of the great. Nigga, Snoop Dogg, Rhythm and Gangsta, the album with that Pharrell did all that shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, what? This is what I'm just saying. Like, people always say, "Oh yeah, Doggy Style." Okay, cool. But if you're a lazy listener. And you never listen to Snoop Dogg after that, then just say that. Because there's great... Dog Pound, Dog Food. I know you probably never heard that. One of the greatest albums. Oh, my God. Yo, I met Corrupt. Nigga, I met Corrupt in, like, 2015. DJ Drama do that tour with Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen Corrupt, bro. Like, whenever... I've met so many people, but, like, I don't really meet a lot of the people that I grew up on. Nigga, I seen Corrupt. And I stopped him. I said, yo, bro, I just got to tell you that you're one of the greatest lyricists ever. And he looked at me and was like, for real? Like, I swear to God, bro. He's like, for real? I was like, yeah, nigga. Like, see, bro, we have to stop. Go there. Or we have to get out of.
Go there.
We have to get out of the only classic albums is Reasonable Doubt, Illmatic, Only Built for Cuban Links, which every album that I've mentioned is classic, but there are tons. I'm talking about tons of timeless
music. I thought you were about to go somewhere. I just want to ask you this.
What?
Why do you think, or if you even think, our legends don't get the respect they deserve now? Like, for example, like
they do when they die.
Like, yeah, but why? Like a T.I. Like because Jeezy. I feel like these guys could just walk out.
It depends on who you asking. See, for myself, it depends on who you asking. Because, see, for me, bro, growing up in New York City, born and raised in the Bronx, I had Video Music Box. I also had Rap City, and I had YoMTV Raps. When YoMTV Raps and Rap City, which the Video Music Box, it was like a public access show from DJ Ralph McDaniels, bro. One of the greatest, like, if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be no Rap City. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be no YoMTV Raps. Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, bro, who was, they, YoMTV Raps was their thing. Bro, they played music from every region. That's how I found out who the Ghetto Boys was. That's how I found out who Outkast was. That's how I found, and I think that, like, it's just lazy as a listener to grow up in New York and act like, because we reigned supreme at that time, that that's the only shit that mattered. That's not the only thing that mattered to me. Even down to like 3-6 Mafia, which like working with Duke Deuce, I got a lot more Memphis like new, not news, a lot of more Memphis knowledge from him. But when I was young, my friend Erin, her cousins lived in Memphis and she used to spend summers in Memphis and she used to come back with the 3-6 Mafia tapes and give them to me. And this is 98, 99, 97. Yo, listen to this. So it's like, I think that like the legend, because the conversation in hip hop media is always around New York or New York people. It's always like, oh, they know because hip hop started in New York and it reigned in New York and it was built on New York's back. So like everything they say is the Holy Grail. And it's not. It's not. I think that other regions just didn't have, like, the same personalities or they didn't get the same opportunities to have, like, a Rap City. Like, when they did Rap City, they didn't have a Rap City Miami or a Rap City Atlanta because everybody had to go to New York to get their information. But beyond it being a regional thing, this is black music. This is our culture. This is our way of life. This is our religion. Hip-hop is our religion. Mm. So how can I be a fan and love Nas and Mobb Deep? And I loved Cormega when I was growing up and Nature and fucking Tragedy Gaddafi. And I'm mentioning a lot of names you probably never heard of it. Capone and Noriega and all of these niggas, but then try to shun or say that what they did in, like, with 3-6 did in Memphis wasn't as important as Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's why I ain't gonna lie, bro, I miss K-Slay. I miss DJ K-Slay because K-Slay was the only New York nigga that worked with everybody. He had 3-6 on his tapes. He had Dipset on his tapes. He had motherfuckers that you never heard of from L.A. on his tapes. He had people from everywhere. K-Slay was like the only place that if you was an up-and-coming motherfucker from the streets, from anywhere, would really embrace you. Everybody else you had to play politics with.
But I'm saying, like, even now, like, for example, we in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
People just talk about T.I. as if, like, he's a regular person. Like, yeah, that's T.I. I'm like, wait, what? Like, when I did the interview.
You mean people in Atlanta?
Yeah, like, when I did the interview with T.I., I remember even my staff was like, yeah, I've been here mad times. I'm like, what we not going to do? Y'all don't understand. This is like, y'all niggas are tripping.
But that's just black people, bro. I ain't going to lie, bro. We fucked up. And I seen Matt Hoffa say something about this, like pertaining to Kasanat, about like, we don't want to care about our history.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And like, we just fucked up in a sense of like, it means to something to us as at the moment. Like, I feel like.
That's a great point.
Bro, as much, I ain't going to lie, man. Like, Soulja Boy, he say some crazy shit. And he goes on these rants and tangents, but, bro, it's impossible to not love this nigga, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about for who he is as an artist. Okay. Now, if you don't like him as a person, because he says some crazy things sometimes, whatever. But I'm talking about, like, I think that, like, Soulja Boy, why he be ranting and going crazy like that is just his trauma that be seeping out from the fact that when he was a kid, people was like, fuck. Everybody was like, fuck him. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, Soulja Boy, what? That shit trash. It ain't this. It ain't that. Hip hop, Jim Jones said this to me. Show me any time where there was a song with a dance that didn't last forever. Mm. Songs and dances last forever. Soulja, we wasn't looking for Soulja when he was 16 to be a Nas, which everybody gonna compare him to a younger person. Oh, but when Nas was rapping, or when Earl Sweatshirt was rapping, when he did, bro, he was his own thing. I'm talking about Soulja Boy, the artist, not the man that people see on IG Live. As an artist, not only did he come from making a dance that went super international, viral, and all of that, but his production. Bro, he produced a lot of great records for other artists. Now, again, I'm going to say this again, because when people think about Soulja Boy, they think about the worst thing he could have possibly said that makes them dislike him. As an artist and producer, he is just as much of a fucking pillar or a fucking a big-ass brick in the pyramid of hip-hop as a lot of other people.
So you think is what they do now that diminishes their...
Absolutely.
And that's a great point.
Because?
Do you think they deserve it? Do you think they deserve...
It depends on what happens. Like it depends on what happens. I feel like with T.I., when it was like, you know, because he's never been convicted of none of the allegations, even for the allegations that he's had on him, haven't gone as far as we've seen him go for other people, mm-hmm. right? And people just wrote T.I. off after that. But I think that some of the things that help hurts as well. Bro, T.I., I feel like when T.I. made Family Hustle, that was like the epitome of the evolution of hip-hop. When he made a reality show to show him growing from being a dude from the street that we watched catch cases and had hip-hop beefs publicly, mm-hmm. ran down on niggas, all type, get caught with gun.
He was a gunman at one point.
He went from showing that side and transitioning into the fall.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Father raising his children with a black man, you know what I mean? In his children's life, raising his children in front of the world.
My definition of a real nigga.
I mean, if you want to call it that, I just call him a man, you know what I mean? But he was the epitome of that. And like in hip hop, fanfare looks at that as soft. Mm. Fanfare looks at that as, oh, that nigga corny now. He ain't busting guns. Like, bro, did you see Chief Keef talking to Zane Lowe?
No, I didn't.
I didn't see the whole interview, but I seen like a couple seconds of it. This was the clearest I've ever heard Chief Keef talk. And he was just saying like, he was talking about like who he was. He was like, yeah, you know, Chief Keef was like, well, at this time I was 16. He's like, I'm 29. I'm going to be 30 soon. You know what I mean? Like it was a lot of things that I didn't know and I conducted myself like that. Now I'm an older man. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm doing this stuff independently. He just sold 23,000 records. You know what I mean? Independently by himself. Chief Keef is also one of the most... That's another thing. When you say... And I think like that's the shit that needs to break, right? Because when you say Chief Keef is one of the most influential artists of all time, you immediately get greeted with somebody comparing him to somebody else that's not from his era, that didn't rap like him or didn't do the same things, and they might have had damn near the same impact. Mm-hmm. Instead of comparing... Because comparison is the thief of joy. Yep. Instead of comparing, how about we appreciate? When I seen Chief Keef talking, bro, I was hype as shit. And the reason why I was hype was because I'm like, look at this nigga growing up. Look at him, like, you know what I mean? Look at him growing up. Separate, because, bro, look, when you a young man or woman growing up, nobody wants to be held to their past. If you a woman that you was working in certain industries and you dealt with X amount of men or whatever, that don't mean that you above having love one day, right? When you a man and you young or and you probably doing the same thing or you was in the streets, you want people to appreciate your growth and all of that. But with artists, we don't want to appreciate nobody's growth.
That's a fact. So
we got it. I mean, you walked us into it.
Talk about it.
What about when we see niggas like Diddy?
Listen, that whole convo we had, this is the thing. I don't think that there'll ever be a time with people, because I think that anybody who's done something negative or has something negative in their career or has done negative things that affected other people, you can't erase their history on both sides, good or bad. So, yes, there will always be a time where people are going to remember Diddy for who he was and who he was to us at one point in time. But that's why when we was having that conversation, I was like, yo, bro, if the nigga's a bad person, he just a bad person. Mm. And while we might give light and love to that, we can't negate the negative. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We also can't say that we can't allow somebody to grow, but right now ain't the conversation for growth. We're not having a conversation about growth. We wonder why? Because Diddy, the video that we saw with the Cassie shit, he's at that time, he's a few years older than the age I am right now. He was 46, I believe. I'm 41.
Sheesh.
Now, at 46, nigga, at 18, you know right from wrong.
Yeah.
At 18, there's certain things that you shouldn't do. And at 25, at 35, my thing with this hip-hop shit is, bro, it breathes the freedom for motherfuckers to do a lot of things and continue to do them because they don't get caught. Mm. You know what I mean?
It definitely breathes the freedom to do what you want. And it shows, who, that's what they say, money. When you have money, you do what you want. We say you exactly who you are.
Not just the money, though, the power, bro.
Yeah. I mean, money brings power.
It does. And then the power, see, man.
You know what's crazy? You are really good at this. I'm just giving you flowers again. I know I always do it. But the fact that you can say, like, bro, we ain't talking about, we can't really talk about the time to grow right now.
Can't. You can't.
Why do you think that?
Because think about it like this, right?
Because it's too fresh?
Listen, just 8 months ago, we was all, she and I gotta move on, right? We was all dancing, having fun, right? Mm-hmm. Then all of this shit happened that we didn't even know. We heard others of it, and nothing never really was concrete. So a lot of people were sweeping shit under the rug because we was like, yo, this ain't concrete. We ain't seen nothing. We ain't heard no stories. We ain't seen da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Mm-hmm. Now a video comes out. A video. Video evidence. It's one thing to hear about it, but video evidence has now arisen. And that video evidence has arisen of abuse. And we could see the shit right with our own eyes. Regardless to what the story is or what led up to that, or Cassie could have cracked him in his head with a club. Nobody don't care about none of that. Because the video evidence shows us her trying to run and her being attacked. Right? Yeah,
crazy.
So with that being said, yes, bro, this is only 2 weeks ago that happened. Ain't nobody trying to hear nothing about no growth from a nigga that's in their 50s. One second. Nobody's not trying to hear nothing about no growth from a nigga that's in their 50s about him being in his darkest times or him. I don't think he shouldn't have done no apology. I think he should have shut the fuck up.
That's what.
Now, because I want to allow you the moment to talk. Chris Brown. I think that Chris Brown should have been allowed to have the opportunity to grow or express his growth or to show his growth. Now, we've seen it as an artist, but nobody's never allowed him because of the circumstance. Because the circumstance is domestic violence between a man and a woman, and we were able to see a picture of what. Now, with the picture, there's no video evidence. So all you could use is your imagination when you got a picture.
Yeah.
So people done mental gymnastics and had 100 different scenarios of how that night went.
Yeah.
Now with Chris Brown, I think that, like, yes, while he did do something very bad and very horrible, it's a mistake that he made when he was very young.
And it came out that they were fighting each other.
Regardless. Because nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
He should have been a lot. Now, for him, him being 30, Chris Brown in his 30s, going to be 40 in a few years. Mm-hmm. Which sounds crazy, but he's in his 30s, going to be 40 in a few years. I feel like he should have been, at this point, he should have been allowed the opportunity to
grow.
Show the growth.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
We can't, come on, bro. It's 2 weeks ago.
So, and you're right. I guess I look at it from, a God perspective. I look at it from a human perspective. Like, yeah. Who are we? I've seen a lot of personalities say that him apologizing was the worst thing to do. And I just don't agree with that. I think that was a step in the right direction, if we agree with it or not. And I agree with you. This might not be the time for us to look at the growth. But as an individual trying to grow within yourself, as a man, as a person,
yeah.
I think that was the best thing he can do for himself.
Nah.
That's
it was bad. I'm going to tell you why it's bad.
Because he didn't acknowledge Cassie.
No, but now we found out. It's not because he didn't acknowledge Cassie. It's bad because for months, while all of this has been going on with the conversations and the allegations of Diddy's sexuality or this, down the third, he's fought for himself on social media to say, yo, I'm not going to allow y'all people to say all this down the third. Now, he might have been talking about this person over here or that person over there.
That's what I'm saying.
But you knew that it's something, bro, we've been in an era of cameras. I know that for a fact. If I go commit a crime that's like really serious, that from the time I left my house, between the camera that catches me on my own phone, on my house, the cameras that's on my car, the GPS that's in my car that tracks me everywhere I go, the cameras on my neighbors and everybody in the surrounding neighborhood, the highway that I drove down to get where I'm at right now, the building I walked in, I've been on camera every day. And it's not just become like that last year. It's been like that for the past 10 years. So you know that if there's something that you've probably done, whether you had a camera out or not, it's probably recorded. I think that when you know that you done did some bullshit, you need to have some humility and shut the fuck up. Because whatever comes to the light, whatever scene, you know that it's not going to go in your favor.
So, I mean, you're right. But I'm saying, like, if people are coming up with false with allegations, because we can't even say false now. If people are coming out with these crazy allegations, Cassie's thing happened. He paid her immediately because I'm assuming that he knew that.
That don't make it better.
It doesn't. I'm saying for the sake of, let's stay on topic then.
Yeah.
I'm saying for the sake of the apology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if nobody accepts it or wants to accept it,
yeah.
Why can't we acknowledge that that is a step in the right direction,
bro,
for
you think
a
he ain't
person?
Never apologized to Cassie before? They was together for about 10 years. Of course he's apologized to her. I'll just say this, right? I didn't live in a house of domestic violence where I never seen no man put their hands on my mother. I've seen men verbally abuse my mother, you know what I mean? But I've never seen a man put his hands on my mother. So I can't speak from an experience, and I've never been in a relationship where I put my hands on a woman or a woman's put their hands on me. So I don't know nothing about that in this context. But I'll just say from a common sense standpoint, right? Like, one of the main reasons why, and I've been saying this a lot recently, but just talking about parenting and shit, like, bro, I don't believe in beating your children.
Corporal punishment.
I don't believe in beating your children because after you beat your kid, I'm gonna use the word beat because that's the word our community uses.
Yeah, yeah.
After you beat your kid ass, after you kill, not...
Yeah.
After you kill your kid and beat their ass, don't you tell them that you love them?
Mm.
After you got your ass beat before?
Yes.
Did your mother tell you she loves you?
Yeah.
When you became, now at that time, when you was a child, it seemed like everything was okay. Mm. When you becoming a grown ass man and you think about that time, that one time, because you still remember them ass whoopings.
Yeah.
You think about that one time your mom's fucked you up and then she told you she loved you. Don't you think that's pretty confusing?
It can be.
Psychologically, before we got on this, we was talking about 48 laws of power and all that manipulation shit. Now, I'm just shooting from half court right now. I could be right or wrong. Don't we believe that if a woman was in a relationship with a man, right? whether she chose to stay there, right? I'm not going, everything's not just one-sided, right? She chose to stay there. You don't think she ain't got no apologies? We ain't seen Cassie in some of the flyest shit ever. We ain't seen her with all types of diamonds and jewels and car. I'm pretty, but that's all apologizing. So what I'm saying is at the point where a video comes out, you think an apology to the public perception don't matter in this case.
You're right. And I'm saying forget, how is it possible that we can ignore public perception? Because I'm saying, I'm not excusing what he did at all. I don't fuck with it on many levels. I even told you when we was arguing, I'm like, yo, because these are the people that our kids look up to. I don't fuck with that, bro. Yeah. Even if they shouldn't or not, but they are the people that our kids look up to.
Horrible.
And the fact that our kids are looking up to and you doing this corny shit, I don't like none of it, nothing about it. All I'm saying is from a human aspect of it, outside of Diddy, as a person, right? Man, bro, it's so many people who looks at this man and judge him, and they got millions of skeletons in their closet.
That doesn't matter, though.
No, what I'm saying is, to say that, I'm seeing a personality say that him apologizing was the wrong thing to do. That's all I'm speaking about.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's true when, bro, it's people who do fucked up things and never give their accusers or the victims the closure to apologizing. Let's say R. Kelly, for example. R. Kelly is going to die in jail.
He's psychologically fucked.
Saying, but still, he's gonna die in jail, living the same lie that he believes a lie that he didn't do anything to these young girls. That's sick. The fact that a man can say, "Yo, I apologize." I'm not saying manipulation doesn't matter. I'm saying, when do we give people the opportunity to grow outside of Diddy? Forget Diddy. Can we do that?
We don't, bro. I know you probably never seen this movie either. The Running Man. The Running Man was this movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was like a reality show where they kidnapped all these men and they basically put them like through all these obstacles to kill one another for the sake of entertainment. The Truman Show, like that's what we living in right now, bro. Ain't no compassion, nigga. Ain't no compassion, ain't no love. It's not none of that, bro. Nobody don't care. And you want to know why? Because we live in a time where somebody don't even care if they making money off of what they get to say. They just want to be the person to say it. They just want to be the person to view it. They just want to be able to be the first person to say it and go to their group chat and say, guess what I heard? Guess what I've seen? Look at this. Look at that. We live in a sharing. We share destruction every day. Bro, think about this. Motherfuckers share video. How many times has somebody sent you a video of somebody literally dying, bro? Literally getting killed, their head blown off or something. For what? You know how psychologically traumatizing that is? You think a nigga care about how your mental is after you see that video? No. They just want to be able to say they sent it to you. And that's the era we live in, bro. You know why the apology don't matter? Because nothing matters. We live in a time where nothing matters anymore. The only thing that matters to you or matters to me or matters to him or matters to motherfuckers is they family. And the people that we have influence or impact on, my brother. So what I'm saying is, when that nigga did that, he's just trying to save face for himself where you can't save face for nothing. His son just put out a record saying, y'all keep saying no Diddy and all of this, and Bad Boy, we about to come back stronger. And then the video dropped next week.
Yeah.
Talk about horrible timing.
It's hard. It's hard to digest for sure. Pause. All I'm saying is, like, I'm a God-fearing man. So I have to think like that, I would think. So when I see so many people saying, man, you shouldn't apologize, I'm like, bro, who do y'all niggas think y'all are? Like,
bro, that's just... we live in a society, but it's always been like this.
You're right. I'm not talking.
But I ain't trying to be right. The thing is, bro, we live in a society of hypocrisy, and that's just always been like that. I've been a hypocrite in a lot of ways. You've probably been a hypocrite in a lot of ways. Some days we feel this way, other ways we don't. And then in the interim, we be learning. Nobody don't give... You just said it yourself. Nobody cares to see you learn.
Yeah.
Bro, when a nigga... Yo, bro, if a nigga... You put most of the people who criticize other people in the same circumstances, and if they would fold or wouldn't even attempt. Like, bro, everybody is a Monday night quarterback, bro. You know how many people see a boxer do something and be like, that could never be me. You want to know why? Because you can't get through the warm-up. You can't even get through the warm-up. But you're allowed to have criticism or perspective because you have a voice. And this shit... These cameras made it possible for any and everybody, bro. So guess what? There will never be no growth. We ain't never gonna get to see Diddy's redemption. This ain't about Diddy's redemption right now. Yeah. This is about trauma.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's about, like, and they looking at one, and now that we seen one, everybody like, oh, everything that happened is real now. Mm. And people can't wait for a motherfucker to crash, even if they like you. Bro, even if they like you, look at the Drake shit.
Yeah, that's...
Look at the Drake shit, bro. Look at the Drake shit. Now, don't get me wrong. Kendrick Lamar is one of my favorite rappers. I love Kendrick Lamar.
This is crazy.
But this is the thing, bro. Niggas could not wait for Drake to lose. That's all they want. They want the downfall of somebody else. All Kendrick got to do is do one thing that everybody don't like. One thing that everybody don't like, and they'll want the same for him. Mm. It don't matter, bro. It's a cycle. Bro, it's more about destruction than it is. Nigga, this shit ain't about no positivity, nigga. I could get on this shit. I could get on this bitch and talk positivity all day. Ain't gonna be no views. I say some shit just to say it. I could say I hate one nigga, like just one nigga, like another hip person who does hip hop, yeah. Another personality. And I could not hate him. I could not even met him. I could say one thing about him and I'm instantly gonna be viewed just because people are like, oh, he says something about him. Let's see if this person says something. Let's see. And then once both of us die because we didn't know each other and we fell into the trap and we both die, you know what they're going to say? Man, them niggas is dumb, man. Look, they could have been talking about positivity. They could have been doing this. They could have been doing this for the kids. Niggas will hype you up to do the dumbest shit in the world because they want to see you do the dumbest shit in the world just for you, just to say, oh, that nigga's dumb.
Facts. Boy, in the hood, nigga will say, man, you should have, man. It couldn't have been me. It couldn't have been me. And then you do what it couldn't have been. And then they like, bro, you stupid. You threw away your...
Jay, you know how many niggas I seen say it couldn't be them and I seen it be them after that? Mm-hmm. You know how many... Bro, you...
Bro, I'm... That, but that's, nigga. I understand because I was that guy who, like, I was that kid growing up where I wasn't going to be the person that people came to me like, man, it couldn't have been me. Like, nah, I'm going to act on it now. And I had to learn that. When I'm doing the things that people saying they would or wouldn't do, when I gotta suffer the consequences, I'm suffering by myself.
Bro.
I'm suffering by myself.
You know how many niggas die for it not being, because it couldn't have been them?
Yeah.
Bro, I had to tell my niece this shit the other day, nigga, like, because she was talking about fighting somebody and fighting some grown woman. And my niece, like, she is, bro, if you see this girl, you wouldn't even think she fight. Beautiful young lady. All this down the third. I said, just because you win don't mean you can't get hurt. Mm-mm-mm. You could win? And a nigga knock every tooth in your mouth out. Mm-hmm. Now you ain't got no teeth. Who won? The best way to avoid confrontation, the best way to win a confrontation is to avoid confrontation.
Bro, but that's, say that 100 times, know, that's what I'm saying. Bro, and we ain't gonna get too redundant.
Yeah, we don't wanna get I'm all saying, but that's, deep and shit.
Nah, but that's what I mean about you might not, it might not have been you, mm-hmm. but these kids are looking up to these rappers in an influential way, and that's why because I was one of them kids that like.
Oh, but that's why we was having that banter, bro. But that's why I was saying that, like, bro, we got to do more for these kids, man. Mm. We got to do more for these kids, man. Because like I ain't gonna lie, man. Like when you hopeless, it's easy to find hope. You feel me?
In anything and anybody.
But when you find hope. Like, can I talk to the camera real quick?
Yeah, get in there.
I want this to be a clip. Any of you young brothers and sisters that's out there that you thinking about committing a crime or you hanging around people that commit crimes and you don't commit crimes, do not take no charge for nobody. Do not go to jail for nobody. Because I'm at the age now where those said people that you would have thought you took, if you take a charge for somebody else's committing an act of crime and they influence or they tell you that that's okay, they don't give a damn about you. Mm. If a man or woman cannot be accountable for their own actions and they will allow you to ruin your status as a citizen, to get a felony, to go to prison, to lose your freedom because they rather it be you than them, but it could never be me. That's the mindset of a person. It could never be me. It'll be somebody else. They don't give a fuck about you. And when you come home from said activity or whatever it is that you did to help benefit this person because you revered them and viewed them to have more potential in life than you, they not going to do nothing for you. When you go to jail, a nigga is not taking care of your kids. When you go to jail, a nigga's not going to be there for your wife or your girlfriend. When you go to jail, a nigga's not going to be there for your mother or your little brother. Your little brother get cracked in his head and you in jail and niggas out here in the streets, they're going to be like, man, his brother a grown man. He out there in these streets. He got to take care of himself. Yo, do not place more value in another man or woman than you place in yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, I'm sorry we ain't, like, argue on this.
I know. We could argue next time.
Is there anything to argue about?
Yeah, we did kind of have an argument. Because you said I ain't influenced you and you was lying. He was lying. He know I'm influenced you to him. He know that shit. That's my dog right here. You
like, you feel me? Like, you
my dog right here. You feel me?
But nah, bro, I feel like, man, is there anything in the industry to argue about, bro? You got to look at Elliot Page. He posts everything.
I'm going to keep it 100, man. I mean, listen, I have respect for what Ellie has done in his career, but I really be disgusted by his actions.
For real?
Absolutely.
Keep going. Why?
Nah, I just think it's cringe.
What part about it?
It's cringeworthy. I just think that, like, for Elliot, for who he is.
You think he be chasing moments?
All these niggas is chasing moments. But I just think that, like, you look at certain people in life, personalities, like, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that he's not an influential figure, because he's influenced me.
Yeah.
And he's taught me things. I just, the way I viewed him at one point in time, I didn't think that he would conduct himself in certain ways. Like, you know what I mean? But he's his own man.
Like what though? I'm trying.
Just the whole, like, making a thing about Drake unfollowing him.
Oh yeah, he wants some views. He wants the clicks. He knows he's gonna get them clicks. Why not?
But that's why I'm saying I never looked at him as a person that would, like, have that type of discussion, or, you know what I mean? Or even care that much. Like, bro, Drake had me blocked and I wasn't even following him at one point in time. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's not really a thing. I'm just saying that, like, I don't know.
Now I can see that. Yeah. I mean, but that's what they do, bro. Like, that's what they do. They want the clip.
But I'm also, listen, bro, I like to remove myself from the conversation of a journalist, because Isaac Hayes, he threw me into some, one day he put up some posts and he said some shit about, as journalist, he said he was talking about the Drake, the pedophile thing, and how we allowing Kendrick to call him a pedophile and all that. And as a journalist, and I was like, bro, I said, I don't mean none of the criteria you put me as. Like, for real. He said,
Isaac Hayes, the founder of
Fanbase. Fanbase, yeah. You know what I mean? He's Isaac Hayes' son. You know what I mean? You don't know who Isaac Hayes is? Mm-mm. Nigga, you don't know who Isaac Hayes is?
Maybe.
And you like R&B? If it wasn't for Isaac Hayes, most of your favorite R&B...
I do.
If it wasn't for Isaac Hayes, most of your favorite R&B songwriters, singers, producers would not even be who they is today without that man music.
Bro, I don't know, but I do know. I just talked about him. So just so you don't...
And I remember that, and you didn't know who he was.
But no, but that was... I was giving his respect. Bro... I probably know a couple of the songs.
I'm disgusted right now.
Bro, come on, dog.
Yeah, you wanted some shit to argue about. I'm disgusted.
I bet you if you play a couple of the songs, I know them.
That's not the point.
Come on, dog. You got to give me some grace. You don't know.
This is our culture.
Ain't no grace.
Ain't no growth.
Ain't no grace.
Ain't nobody giving you no growth.
God damn.
Nah, it ain't no shit. Ain't no growth.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, nah, man. The media niggas is different, bro. But they your guys, bro. You love them niggas.
I love who?
All of them.
No, I don't.
For the exception of
For
the exception of Elliot now. All these
love is a strong. I don't love.
All these niggas be saying the craziest shit. And y'all got a nerd to talk about me.
I love these niggas. I don't love. It's certain people that are my friends that I have love for, but I don't love these niggas. Like, you talking about love?
You one of these niggas, bro.
It depends on how you look at it. And that's fine. I don't care if people consider me that, right? You could consider me. I am a media nigga. You could, because I made money off media. So I'm definitely a media nigga. Because I don't, like that. I used to fall into that whole, I ain't no media nigga. But I'm also not in the street no more. Like, yeah, I'm not I'm a street nigga. Nah, I ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm saying, I'm not in the space of the realm. And I'm not saying this to discredit nobody. I'm not in the space or the realm of, like, how people operate, because I didn't take the same steps as them or want the same things they want. Like, I'm not like, I'm not a journalist, bro.
You are a journalist.
No, I'm not. By the definition of a journalist, I didn't go to school for none of that. I never learned nothing. I've never learned nothing about journalism. You know what I know about journalism? Reading. The only reason why I know about what journalism is because I used to read a lot of magazines and read a lot of books when I was a kid. But other than that, bro, I don't know nothing about, like, the core values of journalism or how you're supposed to conduct yourself. All I know is that as a media personality, nigga, I know if that was my hustle and it's still my hustle. If I got to do it, I got to learn, like, the tricks of the trade. Like, you feel me? But I'm not... I feel like calling myself a journalist is disrespectful to real journalism.
I feel like not calling yourself a journalist is lazy.
Nah, that's disrespectful to real journalism, bro.
Bro, you a journalist.
No, I'm not.
You're in the space and you're supposed to... Just like...
No,
I'm not a hip-hop historian, but I got to respect hip-hop.
You don't have to be a hip-hop historian. You don't have to be a historian to be able to talk about hip-hop. You just got to like music enough and have knowledge of it. You don't have to know every single thing. Like, you saying that you don't know who Isaac Hayes is crazy.
That's not crazy.
That's crazy.
It's not
crazy. No, that's crazy.
It's overlooked. I mean, I know it's music, bro. That's not crazy.
Isaac Hayes is one of the greatest musicians of our time.
That's not crazy.
That is crazy, bro. Oh. You black.
What the
fuck? You black. This is not, if you black, how could you not eat fried chicken? Like, it's not something like that.
It's kind of like that.
No, it's not, bro. If you black and you listen to mute, you listen. Bro, it's different if I asked you who, Rico Wade, which you should know who Rico Wade is. But if I say, like, Isaac Hayes, you listen to R&B, bro.
Bro, I didn't know who Jonte, what was his name?
Jonte Johnson?
Is that the guy that did the verses with Neo, I believe?
Who did the verses with Neo?
I think his name is Jonte or something like that.
I can't remember. But anyway, right, what I was saying is, bro, you have to, like, Isaac Hayes, bro. Isaac Hayes is I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. You never seen I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker? The movie?
Probably not.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Bro, I got into all this shit late, yeah, bro. I was outside. You niggas was in the house watching video.
Who was in the house? Nigga, who was in the house?
Jonte Austin.
Nigga, Wait. Hold up a second. You said you was outside. Nigga, I was outside before it was a term. See, outside... No, hold on. Never mind that. Outside is a term for your generation because y'all niggas take pride in being able to say that you were somewhere. Nigga, that's just where we were. That was our entertainment. Outside was our social media. We didn't call it outside because that's just where we were. Nigga, I drank water out the fire hydrant. Nigga, that's
me
how
too,
outside
what do you
I
mean?
Was. He talking about out. Bro, niggas was in the house.
Bro, we opened we the was fire hydrant ourselves.
I was in a house. Yeah, so did my generation. We was in a house on Friday night watching movies because that's where we had to be, nigga. Like you.
Nah, I didn't have to be in the house. See, I didn't never have
so
to
when
be.
You was 7 years old, you was in a house on Friday night?
No cap, bro. I lived in the projects.
Yeah.
So my projects.
Yeah.
1121 Tiffany Court. If you from Baltimore, you know where that's at. 1121 okay. Tiffany Court. You can look out my window
yeah.
and see me.
Yeah.
So my mom's was like, as long as it was older kids outside,
yeah.
I was good. So I was outside. I never really.
Yeah. And then you never were in the house. You never watched TV.
No, I didn't.
You never watched Family Matters. You never watched A Different
ADHD.
World.
I'm a little bit of Different World, but not enough to remember an episode and tell you like, yo, you remember that episode?
You ever watched School Days by Spike Lee?
Nah.
Ain't you in a fraternity?
Yeah.
Weirdo.
I'm a weirdo because
yeah,
I'm
you a weirdo, bro. I said, yeah.
Niggas is really mad because I, bro, I, like.
You pledge of fraternity, they never seen School Days. You're
bro,
a weirdo.
Bro, I never was into none of that shit.
This is
bro.
Your culture, nigga.
No,
this is why this why first, I love it. No, listen, this why I love the fact that if you was from China, bro, it's mandatory that you have to do 2 years in the military, bro. It gotta be mandatory that niggas gotta do like 2 years of hip hop.
Bro,
training
I came
or,
up.
Like, or.
I definitely like the old school music because my mom's is like 75, 76.
Your
like,
mom is 76?
Yeah.
Like, how old was she when she had you? Like 40-something?
46, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
You have an older 45. Mother.
Yeah, bro. Like, so like a lot of times, I wasn't
you the only child?
Kinda.
What the fuck
I got
does
a brother.
That mean?
I got a brother, but
so
my
I'm
brother.
I'm talking about for your mother.
No, I have a brother from my mother.
Okay.
But he didn't stay with me. Like, he was with my grandmother. So, like,
okay.
I probably
I know you
him.
Went through, you know, you
yeah, yeah.
your
I could,
mom was on, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
And all,
I, could,
yeah.
I probably
the story's
seen him.
Documented.
Yeah, I seen him. I probably, like,
I don't know him. My siblings. I know a few of them, but I'm number 6 out of 8 kids, all different mothers.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, it's like I the way I met my siblings was, like, walking down the block and my dad be, like, calling
so
kid
would you
over.
Say you're only child?
Kinda. I was my mother's only child for 10 years. So I was the only child because I was my mom's only child for 10 years and then she had my little sister.
Oh.
But I wasn't the only child from my mom's side.
Okay.
I helped raise my little sister. Now,
see, I grew up an only child. That's really it.
That's what I'm saying. I grew up the only child too because I didn't, my other siblings, I didn't know, like, I didn't, Like, I had a sibling that I saw at every graduation. You don't graduate every year. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So I didn't grow up with siblings. Like, I knew I had siblings, but I didn't know these niggas. Like, you know what I mean? So
but yeah, don't do the Isaac Hayes thing to me, bro. That was bad. Cause I probably do know his music.
That's
bro.
Not no.
Cause that's my bag. That's my vibe.
Like the same way you said, I said Keisha Cole, you was like, that shit was cool.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But how old, you gotta understand how old Isaac was Clay,
I didn't grow up in Isaac Hayes era. I didn't grow, bro, Isaac Hayes, when he was making music, I wasn't even born. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it's my culture. When Isaac Hayes was making music, bro, I wasn't even born. I was born in 1982.
Now, my man, so again, my dog just showed me, because he wasn't, none of his music was on the top 100 album list. Mm-hmm. And I guess somebody made a video about all of the people who sampled his music that was on the top 100. Yeah.
Like Jill Scott Heron. You know who Jill Scott Heron is?
Jill Scott?
No, not Jill Scott. No. Gil Scott, I'm sorry. Gil Scott Heron, not Jill Scott. Mm-hmm. All right, you know Kanye's song, I'm On My Way Home.
Yeah.
That sample, you don't know that guy? See, this is what I'm saying, bro. Like, we got to give, listen.
That's fire.
Jay Hill.
That's hard that you know that.
The same way in China, you got to go 2 years military, we got to put Jay Hill through 2 years of boot camp training when it comes to hip hop if he going to be on these cameras, especially talking with me, because I'm not going to allow him to sit here. We're going to hold Jay Hill to the fire, y'all. Like, we're going to hold my brother to the fire.
But every time you say something, I go and listen, though.
I will hope so.
Every time you tell me something new, I'll be like, I'll be tapped in.
I just, I be scared to say shit because you're going to be like, what? What's that?
Nah, say it.
You from Baltimore. You know who Miss Tony is?
Yeah. All right. Come on, bro.
Only reason why I know who Miss Tony is, because remember I told you I lived in Maryland for
years. Yeah.
I used to hate that song.
Miss Tony said, how you want to carry?
What's up?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit used to play on the radio every morning when I was a little kid, bro.
Nah, that shit was crazy.
And they used to call me country. Like, niggas in Maryland, they would call me country because I didn't know Miss Tony. Like,
yeah, Miss Tony.
Miss Tony is a man, y'all.
Yeah, he's a trans. Yeah.
He's a trans?
I
just thought he was a gay guy.
I might be wrong. I mean, I'm still ignorant, bro. So as much as I got
to the world,
as much as I got education, I'm still like an ignorant nigga from the city. So like, I confuse all of it sometimes. Gay,
I get it.
Sorry, guys.
Now don't want him to get demonetized.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. I'm learning.
Right.
But yeah, nah, bro. Baltimore got some really good R&B.
I met a young lady from there when I went to YouTube Avenues there. But I gotta tap more. But Baltimore love me out there too.
Yeah.
They love me out there, bro. When I went to Baltimore, I got so much love just being at YouTube Avenue.
Yo, I think Drew Hill is probably top.
One of the greatest R&B groups of all time.
Easy.
Yeah, bro, that's not disputable. Like, that's not even disputable. But I feel like the only reason why you know about Drew Hill is because you're from Baltimore. I feel like if Drew Hill was from, like, New Orleans.
You know who As Yet?
As Yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know of them. Like, I wasn't into their music, but I know who As Yet is. All
right. Yeah, that's usually one of my go-tos when niggas like, nah.
Nah, so, bro, I remember I was born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, so all of that shit that was playing on, like, Midnight Love or...
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was on TV. Like, you had to watch that to get to Rap City, or you had to watch that to get to Comic View, or, you know what I mean? Like,
that's usually one of my go-tos where a nigga be like, nah, what that?
Oh, for real?
Like, come on, man, you don't know.
Like, Mint Condition. No, I'm just saying. You know what Mint Condition is.
I probably heard of him.
You don't know what Mint Condition is?
Keep going, man, because like, hold up, bro.
You know who Tony is?
Yeah.
So, of course, you know Raphael Sadiq.
Yeah. I do.
Mm-hmm. No, Toto is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I'm being generous.
He really going to try it.
You don't know who 702 is? Oh, my God. 702 is. 702, bro?
Maybe.
That ass, 702?
If you play a song, I might know.
Nah, that's crazy. You supposed to know who that... You didn't watch Good Burger?
Yeah.
You don't remember they had the single? All I Want...
Yeah.
Oh. Someone that...
Yeah.
Yeah, he don't even know. Damn,
you know what song
Black,
I'm about to start singing?
No, Black Boom Like a 808? Boom Like a 808.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do. I told you I don't know.
Bro, I'm getting so many calls.
Damn. I mean, shit, we don't got to hold you, bro. Damn, I mean, now I'm interested. Now you're going to, like, let's have fun with it. We're going to make these clips. Who?
See, I don't know. I didn't know. P told me about who Kilo Ali from down here. So, P, I didn't. So, that's the thing. It's so funny because P said, he was talking about Kilo Ali one day. He's like, you don't know Kilo Ali? And then Coach was like, man, he wouldn't know that man nigga from New York. It's like if I said to P, like, do he know who Tragedy Gaddafi is? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a local... Atlanta nigga, but he had like his music had like influence on like Florida, right? It was like he made like Yeah.
I know Big L.
You know JT Money. You know who JT Money is?
Well, I said I know Big L. Yeah.
You know who Drama is? left, right, left. Get on up. No, that was Drama. Magic was signing Lone Limit, I believe. Drama was signing Lone Limit. He wore Soldier Rags and all that, but he wasn't signing Lone Limit. I think like he was like, you know, Lone Limit was popping, so they like, let me go get a, you know what I mean?
Damn, yeah.
This mad shit you don't know.
This mad shit I don't know, bro. I told you, bro, I was outside playing football, bro. I wasn't really.
Yeah, they had music. He just wasn't listening to
that. I wasn't listening. I was listening to.
I know he was like the bad kid on the block, bro. Like, yeah, take your ass in the house.
Yeah, that was me. Like, yeah, I used to get my ass whooped for not being in the house. Like, I always want to be, like, you always want to be in somebody else's house. Like, get your ass in the house. I be outside, bro. I was bad little snotty nose kid, like, really bad as hell. All
right, I got to get out of here.
We out, man. Wayno, J Hill.
We'll be back.
He said it, guys.
I said it. We'll be back.
This is good, though. I'm sorry we ain't have, like, a lot of stuff to argue about. I try to find out some things, but.
Whenever you see J Hill out in these streets, just ask him who had the biggest impact on him in 2024.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.